The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 26th of August, 2020. I was going to lead off with the cop shooting the guy trying to get in his car. Well, we'll save that. I wanted to go with this one first. This is a guest that John Moore has on. I guess it's every Tuesday, along with his wife, his guest wife, that is, Stephen Ben-Nun, or Nun. It's spelled B-E-N-N-U-N. And he brought this out. This is a video that was posted on their website. And this is an Italian doctor revealing the vaccine plot for depopulation agenda. And he says in his post, friends, this is a message you need to sit down for and slowly rewatch over and over. This is not a joke. There is an organization that is religious, and they're collecting thousands of signatures for evangelical pastors, CEOs, and other religious leaders saying that vaccines are a godly and a patriotic thing to do. Sadly, many things are signing this. So, many are signing this. So we are at war. Please, friends, heed this warning. This vaccine is meant to harm humans and cause disease and attack our bodies on the DNA level. It's a genocide agenda. Now, this is 6 minutes and 59 seconds. And it's in Italian, but it has the English subtitle. So I'm going to have to keep the volume down on the Italian stuff here, but I will read verbatim what this Italian doctor is saying. Now, there's a lot of things going on with the CDC and the World Health Organization. Fauci is still being touted as being the COVID task force leader out of the White House, and he is not. But that's the libtards and their media. At any rate, this is the presentation.
Ma questo documento che io vi sto per
he
leggere,
says, what I'm about to, ready to read to you, which is non which not only must you fonderlo, disseminate, but take note of
ma
it.
Prenderne atto.
The media, television, I politics are never going to release what I'm about to read to you.
Non vi dice ciò che sto per leggervi.
Mike, do me a favor, pull your volume down a little bit. Okay, well, I have, okay, fine. Italians, pay attention. COVID-19 means the certificate of identification of vaccination with artificial intelligence.
Della vaccinazione con intelligenza artificiale.
And 19, it is the year in which it was created. COVID-19 is not the name of the virus. He says, pay attention. It is rather the name of the international plan for the control and reduction of populations, which has been developed over the last decade. and launched in 2020. What reactivates the virus is the immune ground in which it finds itself, weakened by former vaccinations. Weakened by what they intend to inject in our bodies, it's going to be the most terrible vaccine of all. It is literally a descent into hell, with the aim of massive depopulation of over 80% of the population. Do not take the test. The tests are not reliable. I have always said, and I will repeat, just like many test producers also affirm, none of the tests are able to accurately detect the SARS-CoV-2 virus. They only detect an infinity of small harmless viruses or cell debris, which are naturally already part of our microbiota, I think he said it was. The people tested will increasingly appear positive in test, about 90%. This is their goal, and this is why they started the testing process with children. On May the 11th, no television nor newspaper or Italian broadcast. Announced that in France, mass testing was being imposed in all schools. There were about 700,000 tests every week. However, nobody, unfortunately, broke this news. So once your child gets screened, the whole family and all immediate contacts will be forced to be screened. He says, pay attention, Italians, listen. Do not listen to the charlatans, the ignorant who reject the truth. I remind you that we are not sick. We are, on the contrary, just healthy carriers. Having the virus does not necessarily mean that you are sick, you're healthy and fine. But everyone will still appear, pay attention, positive in the test. In fact, they make you repeat the test two or three times. All public facility employees, especially in the healthcare sector, take this test. They all need to obtain this. Make everybody believe that they're sick. Being positive means being labeled as harmful. And again, he says, pay attention, please listen to me. Refusing the detection of the virus is the only key to avoid being vaccinated. Once vaccinated, we will all be severely sick and weakened. Refusing the detection of the virus is the only key to avoid being vaccinated. Once vaccinated, we will all be severely sick and weakened. I think that was just a repeat. And we will certainly lead towards our death. The only one solution to save our humanity, but above all to save us Italians, is to make people truly understand that they should not be tested. Do not get yourself tested. Do not give them what they lack of. Do not fall into their trap. I'm telling you this because at least you won't be able to say that you have not been warned. COVID-19 means program of mass extermination. Don't get yourself tested. It's the only way to save yourself. On television, these bastards, and that's what he says, don't and won't ever tell the truth. Also, politicians behave completely dishonestly. Nevertheless, the health deputy minister is himself a doctor. Colleague, you must only, and most non-vaccinated people will cease to exist for society. You will not be able to travel without a vaccine. You'll not be able to go to the cinema. In the future, you won't even be able to leave your own house. This is already happening in some Chinese cities. And Spain is one of the main test driver countries, along with Argentina and all Latin countries. Everything has already been set up, activated in all companies and media for mass vaccination. I will prefer death, absolutely no vaccination. He says, I salute you. Well, I don't know quite what to think about this. Everybody's got to be vaccinated. This is what I keep hearing. This is what our madman of... I'm finding myself without words. Mr. Microsoft, this guy might be a billionaire, but I'll tell you what, if people find out that this is true, they're going to be looking for this guy to put his head on a platter. None of this, folks, is making any sense whatsoever. Now, down in Australia, I've been reporting on that, and things are not well in Australia. In New Zealand, I reported on what they said, that they've been under this COVID-19 watch for 6 months. They're going to expand it out another year for a total of 18 months. And much what you see in this country of shutting businesses down, the safe spacing, all of this that's happening here still in Texas. And I do not know why. I don't know what they have on Abbott. I don't know who's giving this guy advice. I don't know if he's in on the takedown. I don't know what to think about this guy anymore. That you could be that vastly stupid. Spend an afternoon on the internet. Somebody call the governor or send him an email. Tell him to go to republicbroadcasting.org. There's enough information. Even if 90% of what I posted was total BS, the 10% should scare the living bejeebers out of you, Gov. But I don't think he's willing to do that. Now, it's interesting that the lieutenant governor is on TV, but Mr. Trump is not invited the governor of Texas to be sharing in the Republican National Convention now, has he? I think there's real conflict there. And as I said yesterday, business-wise, even Jerry Jones called the governor up and said, no, we're having football. The governor said, I don't think that's a good idea. So out of this conversation I'm taking, the governor's telling Jerry Jones, no, you've got to follow this policy and protocol, and Jerry Jones is saying, no, I'm not. Now, I guess the playoffs, the NBA playoffs, Mike, are going on. Yeah, they're boycotting. But it's not over the COVID-19 crisis. Yeah. Instead of having something of normalcy and keep maybe some of these cretins off the street, go play a playoff game. I'm sorry, do you see the black and white players on the basketball court warring with each other? Okay, okay, extended commentary, I'm not going to do that, Mike, and you know the reason why. Okay, tell me on air. Thank you.
I did hear a story about one of the I don't know the team. I posted it on our Facebook page a few days ago. RBN, Republic Broadcasting on Facebook, and yeah, one of them called one of the black guys called a white boy a B.A. white boy. B.A. fill in the blanks.
And was he not removed from the game? Was this a black man telling this to a white guy?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he was not removed from the game?
I, as far as I can tell, I think he was just chastised after the fact a little bit. That's the best. I don't know. I'm going to look at the story again.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. You know, the danger here, folks. You know, does anybody really care? I mean, even if you're NFL fans and you use that for like a weekly distraction, we all do it. We read books. We play in the posy garden. You know, we play games. We have our hobbies. Or, you know, you mentioned football. Oh, you're some kind of ball worshiper. No, that's just somebody's choice on how to kill a few hours. Their relaxation time to unplug. But do you really care? I don't care if the NFL plays one game this year. I don't care if they suspended the playoffs in the NBA. I'm not a big NBA fan, but doesn't matter. I don't care if the NBA ever plays another basketball game. Do these guys realize what they're doing to their own ability to own, you know, earn an income? How many times have I said over 72, 73% of the guys in the NFL are black? So I guess this is kind of righteous then, if you're willing to gamble on future earnings with the crap that's going on, I guess you're okay with that. And the ironic thing about this is we're talking about team sports, mostly dominated by blacks, but still team sports. There's Hawaiians in there. There's white guys in there. There's black guys in there. There's even some Puerto Ricans playing in the NFL. It's the type of game that if you've got physical ability and you got the ability to learn and read a playbook, congratulations. If you can stay injury-free, you might get another contract. You might get your initial contract, and then you might be re-signed and to make more millions of dollars. I wonder if they're starting to realize that people have had enough of this crap and they'd be willing to say goodbye to the NFL or goodbye to the NBA. I don't think people are thinking this one through. But I do know that Jerry Jones's world is being threatened because he still owes a lot of money on that $1 billion-plus palace. And what is it, $1.2 billion to build that football stadium? He's got bills he's got to pay. And the revenue ain't going to be coming in. Say again? What are we talking about here? Clipper player calls Mavericks player a bitch. Oh. Okay. Now, okay, hold on here. So the Dallas Maverick player, he's a white boy. This guy goes after him and calls him names, and this was actually picked up. This was recorded. Now, what's the new standard here for black NBA players? That they can do this and they're reprimanded afterwards? But if you're white and you were to say something derogatory to a black guy, do you think you'd still be in the game? Okay, you're talking again and your mic is not open. See, this doesn't... You know how radio works? If there's two voices, there's got to be two mics. I'm just explaining it to you, Lucy. All right, let's take the break. A lot of people were calling in Mike Rivero's program, and a lot of it was contentious that I gathered. One shot at a time. I think people are going into shock. Extend your life.
with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Al in West Virginia, go. Al?
Nope.
Al?
Don't have my mute off. Now I do, I think.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was trying to keep it muted so I didn't disrupt your program there. But yeah, I listened to Mike's program today. I tried to call him, but it was pretty busy. And at the very end there, I probably could have got in for the last 30 seconds. I just wanted to, first of all, I was wanting to rant, but now I'm beyond that stage. I'm not going to rant. I just want to make an expression here before you get through with the rest of your show. And it won't take me but about a minute. So I won't take up too much time except for explaining to you. I'm really getting sick and tired of these people that says, oh, America's already done. It's gone. It's going to a Oh, but there's nothing you can do about it. You might as well accept it. You might as well accept it. Uh-huh. And then they turn around before or after they say that statement, bitching about the government, bitching about it, bitching about it. Now, what are they doing other than saying, well, you might as well give up. You might as well go ahead and give up. And them kind of people right there that wants to lay down and give up, why do they waste their time even calling in and giving us some help of trying to enthusiastically give us some hope.
Well, see,
how can you even not have hope?
Okay.
I don't understand it. Until you lay down and blood bleeds out of you, how can you not have hope?
Al, this, and many people didn't understand, Mike from Florida that calls in, and generally he's a very nice man. I have respect for him. He comes on, and he usually makes sense, and he's a good caller, good information. But when he went to the founders again, and I've heard this over and over and over again, you know, about the founders, and that, well, many of them got rich, and it's not what you think, and I have heard this. Now, let me play devil's advocate for a second, that it's even worse than what he said it was. But we have this idea, and we have a government in place. Al, it's been screwed with. Administratively, it has been taken over. They have put in the agencies, rules, regulations, new laws, federal courts, and a whole rigmarole. They've done all of this. But if you go back prior to 1871, where we had there was your New Deal, if I ever saw one. But even if you go to 1932, 1933, with Franklin Delano, bankruptcy of this country, and there we started running with the administrative state. Even if we went back to that point, we would be much better off. There's nothing wrong that I really see. Were there some mistakes, or could things have been bolstered and made clearer in the Constitution? Quite possibly, but that's looking back in hindsight. I can't change what had happened more than 240-some years ago. But I do see what the document is. I do see the Bill of Rights. And all of that's been violated 16 different ways from Sunday. Then to have people come in and then on top of this say that the founders were rotten, it's not what you think that it was. We've had people out there scouring archives and reading personal letters between people. It was recommended that I go on this guy's show. I won't mention his name because I don't want to start a furor. And this guy kept calling me immature and that you're just reactionary and, you know, you're not logical and why don't you grow up? And I'm like, what? Who in the hell are you? Most people, Al, if you want to rally around something, what's there to rally around if you got a bunch of people coming out and saying, well, gosh, the founders were even crap? Where do you go from there?
Well, I can just give you my opinion, which is all of us have. And I did study law, and I do agree that there is some things that happened that a lot of people don't understand. But you know what? That doesn't matter. We are still the ones that the government's supposed to work for.
Thank you.
So they're working for us. We're not working for them. And that's where people are making the mistake. Oh, they've done this, and they've done that and everything. You know what? You have a life, and your life is between you and your Lord. So if you're going to stand up and do something, now's the time to be doing it, not saying, oh, we done lost it. It's just the way it is. We're just going to have to get used to. Let me tell you something. I'm not talking to you, John. I'm talking to these people that call in like that. If you're going to lay down, you think them China comms or whoever comes in here is going to let you live? They're going to get rid of you, but white folks or black folks or whoever they're using to create all this havoc. They ain't going to waste no time with you. They want the country. They don't want you. They want the country. They might take your wives or your kids, you know, your girls. They'll kill all the boys, and they'll come and kill you. So you better wake up and smell the coffee, all you people that keep saying, well, it's just that, there's no hope anymore. We just might as well just...
What they conveniently ignore is all the people that immigrated to this country from the communist bloc countries. And when the takeover of the Communist Party of various countries, what they would do to the opposition. This, when you, hold on a second, I'm up against this break, Al. Hold on 1 minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. Al, Mike and I were talking during the break, and he said to me, he says, thank God Al called in. He says, he's calm. He's not screaming or so upset that he can't even have cognitive thoughts to even get him out, and he's got to hang up. Look, the problem I'm having here is that people are finding fault and reason to not get involved. I'm watching, literally. Now, some people, Al, think it's a waste of time to watch this Democrat National Convention and Republican National Convention. I don't consider it a waste of time because I'm paying attention to what's happening afterwards on shows such as the C-SPAN call-in shows. Democrat after Democrat calling in to that show going, you know what? I'm not going to be a Democrat anymore. I don't recognize the party. We don't have to go through the litany of stuff that the Democrats have adopted, Joe Biden and his... The latest theory here is if Joe does get elected and Kamala is vice president, something will happen. Kamala will have to bow out. And then Biden appoints who? Hillary Clinton. Well, Junkie Joe... Creepy Joe, we know he's not glued together too tight right now. Is there a reason why Joe can't continue in capacity to be president? Without ever going to Congress or Speaker of the House, who by default becomes president? Hillary Clinton. I don't, for the life of me, with the baggage that this old biddy is dragging around, I don't even know how she has the courage to show her face in public. What I'm seeing is kind of a political revolution going on in this country, or at least people are waking up, figuring out that one of the two parties, and the Republican voters out there aren't examining real closely their own party, which they should, because we've got a goodly amount of rats in that party as well. So my point here is that, you know, I hear what you're saying about people, oh, it's done, stick a fork in us. No, I've never had that attitude, and I never will have that attitude. I'm never going to give up, and I'm never going to surrender, because as long as I have a breath in my body, I will fight for what I believe is right.
I'm with you 100% there, brother. Let me tell you, I wasted too many years for fighting for this, and I'm damn sure not going to lay down now. And that's what really makes me mad when people just, United States is done. They're just, you know, oh, man, I'm like, what are you doing? Are you just going, what are you going to do? You going to help them? You going to put food out there on the street, warm? Or, I mean, what are you doing? You know, if you're going to talk like that, I don't need you. I don't need to even listen to you. It's kind of like, you know, and I'm 100% with you on the, you always know your surroundings. Whether the information is good or bad, always pay attention to your surroundings. That's just common sense. I was raised like that at an early age before I ever got involved in other things. You know, pay attention to your surroundings. Know what's going on. Always pay attention to what's going on. That's where you get your insight, your knowledge, you know. And it's just, I'll tell you, man, why don't they just go over there with the people that talks like that? Why don't they just go over there on the other side and protest so we know which ones we need to take care of instead of hiding out among us?
Well, my friend in Florida, he told me not to go there. But when he started on this meme about the founding fathers and are not what you think they were, this, that, and the other, and I said, so why don't you just join BLM and go out there and start pulling down statues of, you know, Thomas Jefferson and George Washington? He told me not to go there. But then he's arguing that they were in on the fix to begin with at the start of this country. And again, it's going to take hope and it's going to take courage to get through the dark days that are ahead in this country. So and I question the people that are out there doing this, whether they're doing it intentionally. With some of them, I think that they are, because over the years, over all these years, I've had conversations with some pretty well-known people that all of a sudden they keep pushing this, well, the founders were all deists and they were all, you know, in on the fix and this, that. They're not around anymore. They kept spitting this meme out and they kept getting challenged by people like myself. Are people perfect? No. How can you expect perfection out of imperfection? But I don't know about you. But what we attempted to do in this country was to set up a confederation of states under the umbrella of a federal government. Now, that's been all pushed out of shape, and we know the reasons why. And we have been able to track and trace that and talk about it and discuss it. But to throw the baby out with the bathwater, what do you have left?
Right.
What do you have? What do you have to rally around? Nothing.
Exactly. They gave us a good idea, even if they was, which I that's a whole other show right there, because I can say some things about that too. But the thing of it is, we're not there. We're here. Let's take care of the situation. Let's do it and make it better. We can always make things better.
Well, there's a lot of people that want to make it worse. And it's
absolutely.
And it's
always going to be through life, John. It's always going to be that way.
Yeah.
There's always greedy people. You know, here's our way I looked at it the other day. There's like six or eight huge masters all over the world that's sitting there, the richest of the rich. They're sitting there at this big, just for instance, a great big table with a chessboard. It's not, you know, but it's not chessboard. They're saying, well, let's do this. Let's do this. Okay, everybody agrees. We'll give you this. We'll give you this country. We'll give you that country. And then you can have this country and that country. Well, you know what? Even if they did succeed, it's never going to happen anyways because it's never going to happen anyway because they're all greedy. They have all the money in the world. They don't want money. They want power. So when one succeeds, he's going to want to take over more power for the other one. You see what I mean? It's never going to ever end.
Right.
Until God, you know, till whatever, the resurrection or, you know, whatever.
Well, I think that people are looking from a lifeline from heaven. I don't think they're going to get it. As I've said many times, that was done and the book was left behind. How many visitations do you want? 20? 30?
Yeah, God gave us all the strength we're supposed to do. He gave us everything to work with.
Yeah.
It's just people ain't smart enough to work with it.
All right, Al.
It really is what it is.
I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
800-313-9443. You know, I resisted the idea that this COVID thing might be their way of eliminating population. But the more I'm looking at this, and folks, what I always am looking for are verifiers. I want to fact check. I want to find the truth. I don't want to repeat innuendo. I don't want to build off of somebody else's fantasy. I want to go right to the core of it. Is it good or is it bad? Is it true? Is it not true? Well, the more that I start to see over this issue about these vaccinations, what they're doing down in Australia and what they're doing in New Zealand. You know, Mike, Julie did not post that up. That was a post about Australia, and there was actually a law, and it was readable, and I wanted to read that on air. If you can find that, I don't know where... Pardon? I think it was today. See, this is the problem I'm having. I can remember sending it over for post when I get in to do the show, to do the story, then it's not there, which screws me up beyond belief. If I had the money, I'd hire my own producer, but I don't. At any rate, see if you can find it. Where exactly is it at? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, there it is. Thank you very much. It wasn't in a rotating banner. It's seventh story down, but it wasn't in a rotating banner. Yeah, please. Okay, thank you. At any rate, sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Human difficulties here, not technical, human. Authorities give themselves power to remove children from parents to ensure COVID compliance. Now, I wish this was fantasy. I just wish this was an onion story. It's not. Authorities in Australia have given themselves the power to have police remove children from the custody of their parents in order to ensure compliance with coronavirus rules. Schedule 2 of COVID-19 Emergency Response Act 2020 amends the Emergency Response Act of 2004 to create new powers, it should be read, to create new police powers during declared emergencies. Section 25 of the Act states the following. Without derogating, and I have no idea if that's even a word, derogating, from Section 25, an authorized officer may, for the purpose of ensuring compliance with any direction under that section, remove a child from any premise, place, vehicle, or vessel to a place of residence of a child or to the hospital or quarantine facility, as the authorized officer thinks fit, and may, in doing so, use such force as is reasonably necessary. Now, We've seen videos of unarmed people not complying with the mask in Australia. Guns are drawn on them. I saw a woman with a gun pointed at her temple. An unarmed person at the point of a gun. Now, they're not kidding about worldwide vaccinations. When Mr. Microsoft came out and he was saying in interviews, well, we just, to eradicate this COVID-19, we have to vaccinate the entire planet. Really? And the way it became believable for so many people is because it's been a mass worldwide coordinated effort. This is what this Italian doctor was alluding to. That this is a mass program. So people invariably will believe that, well, it's just not us. It's in Europe and it's all over the place. So it must be real. And of course, the truth is filtered out by our media. So where are they going to get it? Mainstream people just out there bumping around in life. And they're being told that a couple million people are going to die. This is the most virulent strain of flu. And my God, the world is going to come to an end. You've got to hide in your houses. And then we're going to have to vaccinate you. And we're going to show up to test you. And if you don't, we're just going to haul you off. Well, that might be easier in Australia. It might be easier in Canada. It might be easier to do in England. But it's going to be real tough to do in this country. And you know what, folks? The last thing, and it's way down the list of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things on my I don't want to do list. One of the top things that I don't want to do is I don't want to start shooting police officers. But you're starting to get the full gist here and the full understanding as to what the powers that be feel about the police. Now, I'm not making excuses. They can stand on their own merit or their own stupidity. But what we've done in this country is increasingly militarize the police, not just by way of equipment, but by way of attitude. And that needed to change. I've discussed that. I couldn't even count the number of times on this very program. Does that mean I'm anti-police? No, it does not. When I refine my argument, I would much rather do away with that agency and bring in the constitutional peace officers, the county sheriff and deputy. When you think about this, ladies and gentlemen, there's no reason that any city, large or small, has to have its own agency police department. They don't need them. Why would you need them? You have a police presence, and that's in the county sheriff, with the difference, ladies and gentlemen, and this has always been the outstanding difference, and the major difference, is they run for that office. They're constitutionally elected by the people. They've cast a vote for the choice of their county sheriff. And in many cases, watch very closely. When they start walking outside of that constitution, they're reprimanded, the people speak, the sheriff doesn't change, they do recall position, and boom, they're out of there. You cannot do that with unelected agency leaders, the four-star generals in the police departments, and their lieutenants and their captains. These are all agencies. And what people don't want to believe is that they're going to follow policy, a mandate put out by a governor. They're going to follow it, or they're going to be told they have to follow it. This puts them in a position that's untenable, because then they're told to go after the citizenry, and if you don't, you don't get to play anymore. You don't get to be a police officer. You will be fired. All right. Kelly in Austin. I only have one up there, Mike. Kelly, go ahead.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Greg Abbott better not plan to run for re-election. And he has ticked off a good many people.
You think?
What he's handled this thing. I'm an ardent Republican. I voted for him. I would not cast a vote for him again, ever, for the way he's handled this.
Well, and Kelly, have you been talking to other people about this governor? What are you hearing?
I'm not talking. I haven't talked to many people about Greg Abbott. I haven't talked to many people lately, period. But I suspect that many of the people I know aren't very fond of what don't approve of what he's doing. I suspect also that there's some tension now between the governor and the lieutenant governor over this matter, based on some things I've heard. I can't confirm that.
Well, and it leaves it leaves us up to speculate as to why Abbott is doing this. Why is he doing Go ahead.
It certainly does. I mean, he need look no further than, say, South Dakota for an example of a governor who has handled this much differently and has had very good results. But why Greg Abbott has decided he's going to crack down and be a tyrant here in Texas is just, it's a mystery to me. I can't figure out what's going on unless somebody's got something on him.
Well, it seems to be a disease specific to politicians in Texas, because I can remember when Governor Perry was in office, the NFIB did its yearly thing down in Austin, which I attended, and the lieutenant governor was there the following day, and I asked Perry, you know, this was shortly after the banking crisis. You know, there's another crisis. You got a bunch of crooks doing bad things, and we call it a crisis rather than, you know, let's go get the crooks and put them in jail. Well, I'd asked Governor Perry at the time. I said, you know what's going to happen here? You know, I said, have you looked at the Dakotas? They don't seem to be having the problem. And the retort was that, well, take a look at their population. They don't have the population that even Dallas has. And I looked at the governor and I says, well, what does that have to do with it, whether you have greater amount of numbers or not? I was completely dismissed with the question. There was one person, and there was a room full of 200 suits in there. One woman came up to me during a break, and she looked at me and she said, I understand exactly what you're saying. And my point was about mortgage-backed security and floating all this stuff. It's going to destroy the economy. And she looked at me and she said, I know exactly what you're talking about. I said, how do you know that? She said, I'm in banking. I know exactly what you've said, and you've said the truth. So I don't know what this disease with the governors of Texas has become. But, man, this is Texas, damn it.
Well, it is, and I can guarantee you that if he are putting himself up for re-election anytime soon, he'd be tossed out of office.
Well, I don't know if people are going to wait that long. I don't know if people are going to wait that long. How much longer in Austin are they going to put up with the city council?
I don't know. I don't know. And I'm hoping that what's happened here in Austin is with the city council has encouraged many people who haven't voted in the past to kind of vote these jackasses out of office. They have got to go. Everyone, there might be one on the city council that's worthwhile, but the mayor and everybody else in the city council are ruining this city. There's not one adult, it seems to me, on the city council. So, you know, and if you look at people like Greg Kassar, for example, you have to wonder what would Greg Kassar do for a living. If he weren't on that city council, he's got no marketable skills. But he's up there in a position where he and his like-minded left-wingers can use the city as their playground. It's as if they're treating this as their own personal never-never land.
Yeah.
It's got to stop. Last thing I wanted to tell you is that what's going on in Australia is going on precisely because they have disarmed that population.
They have no fear of the population anymore, do they? So they're going to do whatever they damn well want to do to them.
That's right. So the police can kick your door in. They can take your children away. They can haul you off.
They don't even. Hey, look, Kelly. They don't even have to knock on your door. They've given themselves permission to walk through your door without even knocking.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, they've given themselves that permission. I heard a caller from Australia today on Mike and Girls program, and what he said about what's going on in Australia was absolutely, it was infuriating. And he described the society that has evolved into a tyranny. Australia is nothing more now than a gulag. And that's what the United States is going to turn into. If we don't stop this, if we don't stop this dead right now, we'll have gulag Americana.
But, Kelly, it has been going on. The tracking and tracing programs on a limited basis has been going on. It's not reported in the mainstream news. We have to dig this out. The local people that are seeing this going on are letting people know. They're doing videos. They're writing stories. The citizens have now become citizen journalists. They're not professional. They're not accredited. But this is how the information is coming to us. And it is going on in this country right now. These are beta or test programs. They're testing to see what the tolerance of the people is. And if they keep...
That's what I said for a long time. They're gauging our willingness to comply. That's exactly what they're doing. And the mask that people are wearing, that's your symbol of compliance right there.
That's why I refuse...
It's your muzzle.
Yeah, that's why I refuse...
Shut up.
That's why I refuse to... That's why I refuse to wear a mask. I will not wear a mask.
Same here. I refuse to be muzzled.
Yeah.
I'm
all
a
right.
free citizen of this country, and I'm not going to be treated like a damn slave.
It's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better until people stand up against it.
Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I hope it's around the corner. I think that they pushed too far, too fast, and I think that the people have just about had it right now.
Well, Kelly, I've got to go to break here. I thank you so much for your call.
Certainly.
All right. Politically, it's not going over well. For the second day, Republican National Convention, again, I'm paying attention to the calls going into C-SPAN, you know, Democrat line, Republican line, independent line. More and more Democrats are watching the Republican National Convention, watching in its entirety, watching all the speakers, and then taking the time to call into C-SPAN to tell its listeners, I'm walking away from the Democrat Party. These people have gone stark raving crazy. You know, we're hearing about more violence, more people being shot. Why is the violence and the rioting still continuing in the cities across this country? Where's Christopher Wray in investigating BLM, finding out who the troublemakers are, who's funding them, who's funding Antifa? You're hearing nothing out of the FBI. What does that tell you? As I described to my friend Tom today, I said the FBI is rotten it's a rotten fish. It's just not the head that's rotten. It goes all the way to the tail. I keep having people tell me, well, there's good people in these agencies. Nah, I don't believe that. Because if there were good people in there, they would no longer be with the agency. I think people's logic and clear thinking has gone on holiday. Jimmy in Vancouver, I'll take your call, 800-313-9443 after the top of the hour break.
Sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.